You're listening to NewsRamp Real Estate. Today is Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Network news breaks, Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. reports higher Q1 FFO advances $300 million credit facility. Strawberry Fields REIT reported a strong first quarter performance with FFO increasing to $20.90 million, FFO to $18.80 million, and net income to $9.50 million. The company also secured a $300 million credit facility to refinance debt and support acquisition growth. With rental income up and 100% of contractual rents collected, the future looks promising for Strawberry Fields REIT.
Investor news breaks: Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. declares quarterly cash dividend. Strawberry Fields REIT has declared a quarterly cash dividend of $0.17 per common share. The dividend will be paid on June 30, 2026, to stockholders of record at the close of business on June 16, 2026. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Gladstone Commercial Corp. NASDAQ GS, good, reporting revenue, FFO per share, and AFO per share of $41,900,000, $0.35, and $0.30, respectively. The quarter showed stability in recurring portfolio fundamentals, industrial mix shift, office rollover management, and dividend coverage. Stonegate Capital Partners is a leading capital markets advisory firm providing investor relations and equity research services. Investor news breaks: FT Nexus Inc. NASDAQ FGNX FGNX P forms special committee to evaluate strategic alternatives, including FG Communities deal. FG Nexus formed a special committee to explore strategic options, including a potential business combination with FG Communities. The deal would expand the company's real-world asset platform into income-producing affordable housing. While discussions are in early stages, the committee has engaged an independent financial advisor for evaluation. Management sees the potential combination as a way to access durable cash flow from manufactured housing assets, aligning with their focus on real-world assets.
And thank you for joining us. And that's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.